American Language Course, Book 16, Tape 4A. Hello. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 4A. Figure 1. Repeat the sentences. Number 1. This is a battery. Number 2. She couldn't find the handle to open the hood. Number 3. She knew she'd have to replace the old battery with a new one. Number 4. She couldn't figure out what to do first. Now look at figure 2. Listen. This morning, Sally got in her car, fastened her seatbelt, and turned the key. The car wouldn't start. She tried again. Still nothing. She decided the battery must be dead. She pulled the handle to raise the hood and got out to look at the engine. She felt pretty dumb because she didn't really know what she was looking for. She decided the battery needed to be replaced when she realized that it was 4 years old. She called a garage and a mechanic came out and installed the new battery. She looked at the bill and couldn't figure out why it was so expensive. Then she realized he had charged extra for the trip and for the installation. Next time, she'll try to handle the installation herself. Now repeat the paragraph. This morning, Sally got in her car. Fastened her seatbelt and turned the key. The car wouldn't start. She tried again, still nothing. She decided the battery must be dead. She pulled the handle to raise the hood and got out to look at the engine. She felt pretty dumb because she didn't really know what she was looking for. She decided the battery needed to be replaced. When she realized that it was 4 years old, she called a garage, and a mechanic came out and installed the new battery. She looked at the bill and couldn't figure out why it was so expensive. Then she realized he had charged extra for the trip and for the installation. Next time, she'll try to handle the installation herself. Look at figure 3. Write the answers to these questions. Number 1. When Sally couldn't start her car, what did she decide? Number 2. What did she pull? Number 3. Why did she feel dumb? Number 4. What made her decide that she needed a new battery? Number 5. What did she do about the dead battery? Number 6. What did she realize about the bill? Number 7. What will she try to do the next time this happens? Now let's take a look at your answers. Number 1. When Sally couldn't start her car, what did she decide? Repeat. She decided the battery must be dead. Number 2. What did she pull? Repeat. She pulled the handle to raise the hood. Number 3. Why did she feel dumb? Repeat. Because she didn't really know what she was looking for. Number 4. What made her decide that she needed a new battery? Repeat. When she realized that it was 4 years old. She decided she needed a new battery. Number 5. What did she do about the dead battery? Repeat. She called a garage to get a mechanic to come out and install a new battery. Number 6. What did she realize about the bill? Repeat. She realized that there was an extra charge. For the trip and for the installation. Number 7. What will she try to do the next time this happens? Repeat. Next time, she'll try to handle the installation herself. Look at figure 4. Listen. Sally's luck with her car went from bad to worse. 2 weeks after she replaced her battery, she had trouble with her air conditioner and her radiator. The mechanic took everything apart. He was unable to fix the radiator, so he got her a new one. He put the engine back together and then adjusted everything. His recommendation to her was to take enough time, every 2 or 3 months, to have the engine checked out by a capable mechanic. She said that she'd like to bring the car back to him. He said that he was going to retire and shut down his shop, so he recommended 2 other mechanics in the area. Sally is sorry that she's incapable of working on cars. Now repeat the paragraph. Sally's luck with her car went from bad to worse. 2 weeks after she replaced her battery, she had trouble with her air conditioner and her radiator. The mechanic took everything apart. He was unable to fix the radiator. So he got her a new one. He put the engine back together and then adjusted everything. His recommendation to her was to take enough time every 2 or 3 months to have the engine checked out by a capable mechanic. She said that she'd like to bring the car back to him. He said that he was going to retire and shut down his shop. So he recommended 2 other mechanics in the area. Sally is sorry that she's incapable of working on cars. Now look at figure 5. Write the answers to the questions. Number 1. What did Sally have trouble with? Number 2. What did the mechanic do? Number 3. Was he able to fix the radiator? Number 4. What did the mechanic do about the radiator? Number 5. What was his recommendation to her? Number 6. What did he say about his future plans? Let's take a look at your answers. Number 1. What did Sally have trouble with? Repeat. She had trouble with her radiator and her air conditioner. Number 2. What did the mechanic do? Repeat. He took everything apart. Number 3. Was he able to fix the radiator? Repeat. No, he wasn't. Number 4. What did the mechanic do about the radiator? Repeat. He got her a new one. Number 5. What was his recommendation to her? Repeat. His recommendation was to have the engine checked out by a capable mechanic. Number 6. What did he say about his future plans? Repeat. He said that he was going to retire and shut down his shop. Look at figure 6. Listen to a dialogue and a question. Circle the best answer. Number 1.
Hurry, the performance is about to begin.
Is this the right row for our seats?
I'm not sure. Look at the tickets.
Yes, here we are. And we're right on time. They're opening the curtain.
Where is the couple? Number 2.
Are you sure you want to withdraw it all?
Yes, I'm sure.
Then how do you want it, ma'am? Check or cash?
Let me have it in cash, please.
What is the woman doing? Number 3.
Yes, sir?
10 gallons, please.
Can I fill it up for you, sir?
No, 10 gallons will be enough.
What is the man getting? Number 4.
I haven't felt well since Sunday.
Tell me where you hurt before I examine you.
I have a headache and my throat is sore.
Well, let's have a look. Open wide.
Who is the woman talking to? Number 5. What do I put in next?
Add the nuts, put it in this pan, and put it in the oven.
When will it be done?
In about 15 or 20 minutes.
Where are they? Number 6.
Okay, my pole and line are ready. What do I do now?
Drop your line in the water and be very quiet.
How long will I have to wait?
Until you feel your line pull.
What are they doing? Number 7.
You have to have the right size pictures to send with your application.
I do, and I have my birth certificate, too.
Do you know where to send it?
Yes, I have the address in Washington, right here.
What is he applying for? Number 8.
I just love walking along the water at night.
It's all right, I guess.
Isn't the breeze coming in over the water nice and cool?
Yes, but I don't really like all this sand in my shoes.
Where are they? Let's check your answers. Number 1 is A. The couple is at the theater. Number 2 is C. The woman is closing her bank account. Number 3 is C. The man is getting gasoline. Number 4 is A. The woman is talking to a doctor. Number 5 is B. They are in a kitchen. Number 6 is B. They are fishing. Number 7 is A. He is applying for a passport. Number 8 is B. They are at the beach. Now look at figure 7. Listen to sentences. Change them like the examples. Listen.
Kate can't figure out the puzzle.
Kate is unable to figure out the puzzle.
Repeat. Kate is unable to figure out the puzzle.
The mechanic couldn't fix the radiator.
The mechanic was unable to fix the radiator.
Repeat. The mechanic was unable to fix the radiator. Now listen. Change the sentence and repeat your answers. Number 1. Sally couldn't install the new battery. Repeat. Sally was unable to install the new battery. Number 2. Ned couldn't handle the job. Repeat. Ned was unable to handle the job. Number 3. You can't replace the battery with a used one. Repeat. You are unable to replace the battery with a used one. Number 4. Sam can't figure out how to put the machine together. Repeat. Sam is unable to figure out how to put the machine together. Number 5. They couldn't take apart the air conditioner. Repeat. They were unable to take apart the air conditioner. Number 6. You can't handle the job easily. Repeat. You are unable to handle the job easily. Number 7. The actress can't perform the part well. Repeat. The actress is unable to perform the part well. Number 8. The story couldn't make anyone laugh. Repeat. The story was unable to make anyone laugh. This is the end of Tape 4A, Book 16.